Listen now to a selection of short news stories that may have passed under your radar. This month, a new sport for the 2024 Paris Olympics, and some prehistoric rock art.
The Great Koala Count, Australia. Australia is starting its first koala count since 2012, but this time they won't be relying on the naked eye. Instead, they are deploying more high-tech methods. These include detection dogs that can locate koalas and their droppings, and, for remote places, heat-seeking drones, but only in winter, as the marsupials give off little heat. Recording devices can also be left at sites, as male koalas make a lot of noise during breeding season. The recent bushfires have intensified concern over koala numbers, which are dangerously low, principally due to habitat loss. Estimates vary, but in 2019, the Australian Koala Foundation estimated that fewer than 80,000 were left in the wild. An accurate count and preventing habitat loss are essential to saving the animal.
Breaking Bad? No, Breaking Good! Breakdancing, called breaking in competition, is on the program of the 2024 Paris Olympics. Competitors, known as B-boys and B-girls, will be judged on technical skill and creativity, as well as strength, speed, rhythm, and agility. People will get to see how serious breaking is, breaker Victor Montalvo told USA Today. Right now, not a lot of people know about breaking. They feel like it's still stuck in the 70s. Breaking will join surfing, skateboarding, and climbing, events which will be retained after their debuts at the delayed Tokyo Games in 2021.
Monitoring our seas, Europe. As world leaders continue to talk about climate change, the newest satellite to monitor sea levels is already hard at work, high above their heads. Developed by the European Space Agency, the Sentinel 6 satellite will spend the next 5 years observing global sea levels. Successfully launched by the SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket, the satellite will collect data that is crucial for observing the impact of climate change on our seas and predicting its consequences for human activity.
Teenage Scientist, USA. A teenage scientist and inventor has been named as Time magazine's first Kid of the Year. Gitanjali Rao, aged 15 from Denver, Colorado, has invented various technologies, including a device that can identify lead in drinking water and an app that uses artificial intelligence to detect cyberbullying. Chosen from more than 5,000 U.S.-based nominees, Gitanjali said that she hopes she could inspire others to come up with ideas to solve the world's problems.
Prehistoric rock art, Colombia. A 13-kilometer wall of prehistoric rock art has been discovered on cliff faces deep in the Colombian Amazon. The historical artwork includes Ice Age animals such as the mastodon, a relative of the elephant. Probably dating back to 12,500 years ago, the drawings were found by British and Colombian archaeologists in 2019, but had been kept secret until recently, before their debut in a British TV documentary. There are also depictions of the Paleo Llama, an extinct member of the camel family, as well as giant sloths and Ice Age horses.